The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
On yesterday's programme, we were hearing during the 6 at 6 with Susan Keogh about the doctors down in University College Hospital Galway warning about the fact that they had treated 4 patients with wrist or arm breaks as a result of taking selfies. This is the Irish Medical Journal said that all patients fractured the limb not holding the smartphone, suggesting that selfie takers value and are protective of their smartphone. As it happens, there is a new book out called Selfie. It is written by Will Storr. Thank you very much for joining us, Will.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I presume that story of people injuring themselves while taking selfies is no surprise to you. We've been hearing lots of people actually getting killed taking selfies in the most dangerous of places.
Yeah, no, there's no surprise at all, unfortunately.
Okay, how do you attribute the rise of the selfie? You've gone back to the age of narcissists. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there's a sort of simplistic idea that this all kind of comes from kind of the introduction of the selfie camera, or maybe sort of a bit before that with, you know, the self-esteem kind of movement. But I kind of trace it back in the book to ancient Greece, actually, which is where obviously the birthplace of the Western self, and it's where the idea of the individual comes about. And importantly, it's the idea that, you know, humans are individual objects in nature that can become perfect. And so there's this idea of individual perfectionism comes about, which is really never left us.
Tell us about the story of narcissists for those who are not familiar of it.
Sorry?
Tell us about the story of narcissists for those who are not familiar with it.
The story of narcissists. I'm not familiar with the story of narcissists.
Okay. I'll tell you so.
Sorry.
Because
yeah,
basically what it was that narcissist became infatuated with his own reflection in a pool. Yeah. And he pined away and died because of self-love. Now, wouldn't that almost be like, you know, the Kim Kardashian holding her camera up to the mirror in the toilet so that she can actually take a photograph of herself and show it around the world, as now it seems that hundreds of thousands of people do on a daily basis.
Yeah, I think actually, you know, we shouldn't really laugh at people kind of falling downstairs and things, although it is, you know, a little bit funny. But, you know, more importantly, I think it's actually kind of far more serious is the fact that, you know, we're seeing significant rises in rates of self-harm, significant rises in depression, in suicidal ideation, in body dysmorphia. And of course, there's lots of reasons for that. But what sort of frontline medical people are saying is that part of the reason is that there's this, you know, unprecedented social pressure on people to kind of to be perfect. And a lot of that does come from social media.
It strikes me as strange. You know, the way for an awful lot of teenagers in particular, for years you couldn't get them to stand in a photograph to be taken by somebody else. And now all the teenagers are taking photographs of themselves.
Well, this is the interesting thing. I mean, I'm certainly of the generation that I hated having my picture taken and kind of still do. But it was my generation that kind of went through this self-esteem revolution, which I think is quite important, you know, in the 1980s. And it was just sort of led by this guy called John Vasconcelos, who's this really extraordinary Californian politician who kind of came upon this idea that in order to kind of solve all our social problems, we just had to give people high self-esteem. The idea was if we made people believe they were amazing, they would become amazing. And this idea went around the world. This went massively viral, and it changed the way that my generation raised our children and taught our children. Suddenly it was, you know, prizes for everybody, and grade inflation came on in schools, and all the kids were wonderful and special and amazing. And then what you see in the scientific literature is actually rates of narcissism in young people going up from the early 90s right up into the 2000s. And so it does appear, although, you know, other psychologists disagree with this analysis, but it does appear, and I believe that this self-esteem generation had a really significant effect on the personalities of our young people.
Yeah, but hold on. Well, I mean, I suppose it's all about striking a healthy balance in relation to, because low self-esteem is something very difficult for many people to live with. So yeah. Isn't it better that we have a generation that does have a certain degree more self-confidence, self-regard, as long as it doesn't pitch over the other side into self-obsession?
Yes, okay. There's high self-esteem and there's narcissism, of course, and high self-esteem can be great, but the point is it has to be earned. So the mistakes these scientists made in the 1980s was they saw people at high-achieving students students, young people, that they saw they had high self-esteem, so they kind of got the cart before the horse. They said, well, if we give them high self-esteem, they will achieve. But actually, the high self-esteem came because of the high achievement. And so what you have if you give people unearned high self-esteem is that they will, for example, give up early because they believe they're amazing. And if they start struggling at a task, they tend to give up quickly because it's such a challenge to kind of who they are. And our understanding of what low self-esteem is has come along quite a long since then as well. And a lot of what self-esteem is actually a fairly stable personality trait. It kind of coincides with this personality trait of neuroticism. And, you know, that's actually very hard to change. Of course, you know, people suffering from low self-esteem, you know, of course we should try and help them and they should try and get help. But it's not as straightforward as I think the people in the 1980s believed.
Okay, as well, the selfie generation that we might have now, whatever, about expressing themselves and self-esteem and all the rest of it. I don't know if you go into this in the book and go the self step further. I mean, for whatever about Kim Kardashian putting up posties or posting selfies of herself, and is a sex tape then a sort of taking it a step further, this sort of narcissism, the idea that people would actually decide that they want to have themselves filmed as they're enjoying their own sexual relations for themselves to see or for others to see?
Yeah, it certainly is a bizarre and extreme kind of thing that's happened over the last few years. I think one of the other sort of big things that changed in the 1980s, which has led to a lot of this, was actually, and this is something I track in the book, is there's lots of really interesting work that shows, you know, what changes big populations of people really is the economy. If you change the way that we have to get along and get ahead in society, you kind of change who we are. And so, of course, in the 1980s, you saw the Thatcher and Reagan bring in this neoliberal revolution, you know, and of course, you know, there's a huge change in the character of the Western self in the 1980s. It went from being kind of hippies to being yuppies. It's an enormous transformation. So, you know, what neoliberalism meant was that, you know, with the unions being destroyed and with the welfare state being dismantled, to get along and get ahead, we had to be ruthless and competitive and self-focused. And, you know, we're still in this neoliberal phase at the moment, and it's just got kind of more and more intense as the project has continued, as globalization has continued, as the welfare state, you know, keeps being pulled back, and we're having to become more and more self-focused in order to get along and get ahead. And I really do think that what we're seeing in this kind of Kardashian generation is just this ever kind of more concentrated focus on, well, me, you know, us having to, you know, really push ourselves forward in order to survive.
Thank you very much, Will Storr, the author of Selfie.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.